Amen, Lord. Amen. I just want to thank God this morning that I was caught up with the departed saints that came down, for we were caught up together into the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones. And I just praise the Lord for it. Thank you, my Lord. It's no longer looking at the overall plan of God, but we've zeroed in on His Son and His Son's wife that made the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Here's the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. We the wife are the physical glorified body of the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ. For she took a permanent resting place in us, and now we're showing forth the other part of the visible glorified Christ. Here's the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Isn't He wonderful, our Lord Jesus Christ? And isn't she beautiful, His beloved wife? And we're seeing the feminine part has come into visibility by glorified flesh and bones with a joy that's never been seen. Here's the two parts of the visible glorifying Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. It's no longer looking at the overall plan of God, but we've zeroed in on His Son and His Son's wife that made the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Here's the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. We the wife are the physical glorified body of the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ. For she took a permanent resting place in us, and now we're showing forth the other part of the visible glorified Christ. Here's the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Isn't He wonderful, our Lord Jesus Christ? And isn't she beautiful, His his beloved wife, and we're seeing the feminine part has come into visibility by glorified flesh and bones with a joy that's never been seen. Here's the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ and his Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Praise God. We love you, my Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise God. That was a good song. Was that a new one? Amen. Brand new song we're treated with today. Amen. So we just praise the Lord for all the good things that he's doing. Amen. He daily loads us, the Bible says, with benefits. Amen. So there's a lot of benefits he loads us with. And so we just praise God. Amen. And the blessings of God, the Word teaches that we can't outrun them, see? Amen. So we're just obeying God as we go along, and being the wife of his son, then that makes a big difference, see? Because that gives us a firsthand touch, you know, just like with in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, that was the Son, speaking of the how God would manifest and bring forth his Word through his Son. But the thing is, too, we were the Word, too, because we had to be part of the Son in order to be joined to the Son. Amen. Now, we know that everybody that's born again and even the natural people, they are living off the life of God. Amen. But as the wife of the Lamb, is actually part of that Word that was with him in the beginning. Amen. And we had the message, I believe, last week about the Word and how it all comes in there and being part of it. And being part of the Son puts us right there as part of the Godhead. And in that sense, glory to God. And it's in that part is the Word, see. Amen. And so that makes a difference rather than just Christianity as a whole, you know, that has received benefits from God and still receiving benefits from God, and we'll continue. Amen. But then there's a special part that was part of that Word to begin with, and I entitled that about the ordained and the whosoever will saints still. So we were ordained as part of the Son. Amen. And so that's the big difference there in the sense of what God made us, and being married to the Son, he clothed us in fine linen, clean and white, while all other saints of whatever order they may be of is dressed in white robes. And then we take a step further than that. There's a natural people to take care of the earth that's so happy and walking with God and enjoying God's blessing. Amen. And even then, they like to go up to Jerusalem from time to time and see the queen and the king and the glory and drink of that water of life, see? Amen. So as long as they're in the presence of God and there's no sin and no curse, see, death come because of the curse. And when the curse is lifted, amen, and the Spirit of God there, you're back in Eden just like before the fall took place, living in the presence of God. Amen. But the wife of the Lamb, she's actually part of that. And when we take a close study of the Word, we see that all this were foreknown of God. And we entitled the message about the dream that God dared to dream, see? Amen. And I believe we have that coming up in the book real soon. It's already in one? Okay, well, you're ahead of me here. Already in the book? Amen. So we already have that, and we just praise God for it. It's just so great, the things that's taking place. So wonderful. And David said, too wonderful for me. And when you begin to think about all these things, then that's the only conclusion you can rightly come to. This is just too wonderful to realize being part of God and seeing the plan of God. We see the prehistorical part as much as God has ordained, and we see the part that's ahead of us, the eternal, as the whole thing goes into eternal, God's plan and his family and all, and happiness and joy and peace like you've never dreamed of. It hadn't entered into the heart of men, the great things God has entered and gave to his people. So we're just so happy to be part of it. And sometimes we may wonder why God chose. I used to quite a bit wonder why God chose me, when there's a lot more that seemed to be a lot more qualified, a lot better, and so many things. But then I don't want to question God's wisdom. What he did and who he chose, then that's God doing that. And we just praise him so much and just thank him. And we could just get up here and just praise God over and over. And when we got through, we still have many, many things to praise God about. Amen. Amen. So that's why we're so happy. That's why we're rejoicing. And that's why sometimes we can hardly keep our feet on the ground, old saying goes. Amen. I had a brother here, Brother Gary Gentry. He one time he said, Brother Ben, I thought we was going to have to get some cement blocks and tie it to your legs to keep you down. Well, I tell you, the Lord, it gets that good, say. It makes you feel that good. Amen. And going floating through the air wouldn't be all that mysterious now, I think. Because Jesus has brought back, or Christ brought back with him those spirits that has died and gone on. Amen. And then we're picked up with them, see. We're united with them. And then there's where we're all at together. And it's such a beautiful, it's so beautiful to look at and realize how true this is. And of course that is 1 Thessalonians 4:14, where it talks about God send those spirits with him and send those tabernacles, call them spiritual tabernacle one. But what it is, it's those spirits of those people that has gone on. Amen. He brings them down and picks us up, and we're united together. And whatever takes place then, that's it's too wonderful for us to know right now. But I'm sure we'll know more about it as we go along. And so we're just so happy to be here today and rejoice in the Lord. Thank God for the good weather we're having. It's cool. And but the sun is bright and everything look good. Amen. So we just praise God for that. Amen. Let's try some of this water here.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Tell you, that water sure tastes good when you're in the desert, the areas in the zone, and running out of water. That's the time when you really appreciate that water. Amen. You get some of that water, it's just really something. I like Westerns pretty good if you get one that's not a lot of nonsense going on and bad language and stuff. I don't watch that. But you see those people that travel there going through the desert and all, a little canteen full of water. Oh, that was worth more than all the gold in California. Amen. So we just praise God for all these things. Amen. And we thank God for the word, the Bible. God left it here, saw that it got all the way through the dark ages and all the way through all the seminaries and all that, and yet come out on this end relatively pure, see? Amen. And then here in this very end time, God has given us more written word. Glory to God. And it's so good. And by the time they get to try to figure all that out, then we know that God will have moved on to something else. Amen. And then not only with those spiritual tabernacles that he brought back, be with him, but then we will be changed and become flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, along with those spiritual tabernacles. Amen. And so that's taking place, see? And we sometimes wonder when it's going to take place or how it's going to take place. Well, everything's working just like it's supposed to, and everything's working just on time. Amen. Amen. So these bodies that we're living in, instead of going to the ground, amen, he just changed them, glory to God, into glorified flesh and bones, see? Glory to God. While he add on those spirits that came, he add that glorified flesh and bone onto those, and it makes us all one, and that one is the wife of the Lamb, see? Glory to God. So that's something great. You're part, we're actually the Christ in the earth in that sense. Glory to God. Because we become one with him, the Spirit of Christ. Amen. And it's you can say it several different ways here and all saying the same thing. But we're the wife of the Lamb, see? And being the wife of the Lamb would be the she part. Amen. And that would be, we have a book, I believe we wrote some years back, maybe the last 2 or 3 years, about the she part of Christ. Amen. And that's what we are, see, because it's a she part of Christ has been hid, has been in reserve, and waited until God's time. And we see that it couldn't have took place. The she part couldn't have been revealed and made known until after Jesus Christ was crucified and went down and preached to the spirits in prison for, 3 days or so, whatever it was, or however how many days it was. And when he rose from the dead, see, that body then became glorified flesh and bone and couldn't die no more. Death has no more dominion over it. Amen. And it didn't have any way except the fact that he willingly gave his life. Amen. And gave up his life that we could have life without giving ours up. We're just chained. See, we're his wife, and there's a queen, and there's a king, and there's a king, and there's a queen. Amen. When we look at it like that, we look at the plan of God and the fact that Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, has a wife, and she's Christ, the wife of the Lamb, see? Amen. And so we just see all these things have come into being, and you might say, Brother Howard, that seems strange to me. Yes, it's supposed to, because these things that we're talking of now, it had not been known in ages gone by. Amen. In generations past, God's reserved it till right here at the end time. We hardly realized that there was a chief part of Christ. And we only begin to realize that when after Brother Brown came, he began to say, little bride. Amen. And he began to put that thought in there, add that. And then as we come along, we began to see more and more on it. But the way God took and brought it in there, it worked so perfectly. We can't help but praise God for it when we read and when we understand the things God has done and the way that he did them. It's just been so beautiful and so good. Amen. So let us bow our head in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come now once again to you, Lord, and we just praise you. And it's just so good that we can praise you and know that our praise is accepted at the throne of God. And we just praise you and praise you and praise you. And, Lord, we just thank you that you somehow in your foreknowledge and in your wisdom that you saw a wife of the Lamb and that you made us part of it. And what a privilege. What a privilege to be part of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. And we it just thrills us through and through to even think about it. Amen. But that's what God has revealed in this last day. And it hadn't been revealed, see. But God began to open it up in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation there. Glory to God. And it just worked out real well. And so, Lord, we just praise you for it. Amen. 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 Glory to God. In your wonderful name, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So we begin to look at these things and begin to praise God for these things. It just gets sweeter as the days go by. Amen. Sweeter as the moments fly. Amen. So all those things are so good and so great. And it just, we get started talking about it. And actually, it's just so hard to stop talking about it. Amen. Because it's so wonderful the way that the Lord is moving and working in this hour. And just think, we are the vessels. And I've always been a person since way back. I talked about Paul, how great a man he was, how great, and so on like that. Well, Paul was a great person. Amen. But what made him great was Christ. Amen. And Christ began to reveal little at a time as he began to bring things in. He began to use words like she, her, and virgin, and so on like that. That would point us to a different angle rather than just the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And all this has took place. Yeah, we begin to see the feminine side of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that would be a good word for it. And then we can find other words that would be just as good. Amen. The feminine side of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we are. And those days of the rough preaching, and I've brought that in quite a few times, how that early on, he say like in the, well, real early on, 60 years ago or so, maybe even more than that, 70, we'd go to tent meetings, you know. Them preachers, they weren't counted good preachers unless they really, really preach hard and come down on you and made you feel real small. Amen. And I used to come. One preacher had a tent meeting down the road from where we're at right now. And he preached one night. He said, I'm going to burst the hide off of you tonight. And said, tomorrow night, another preacher was having, he's going to come by and he's going to rub salt in it. You know, we're busted the hide. And said, we're going to get you folks straightened out here. Well, the thing is, this is what we've got now. And when we see the feminine part of Christ come in, that's all have been, time has taken that and put it behind us, see. Amen. And now everything before is a new day. The sun's rising brightly, and there's a new day before us, and a new message, and a new people with a new spirit, see. Amen. Glory to God. And now it's called the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Glory to God. Doesn't dilute or take from any of the people that God used back through time. Amen. It's just a different day, a different hour. It's a day of the wife of the Lamb, see. I believe my wife wrote a song on that recently. A day of the wife of the Lamb. And that's why we see these things and hear these things. And I want to explain a little bit why they say it's different. Well, you couldn't go and sit in those Pentecostal meetings like that and some of the other ones knowing these things unless you really know what God was doing, and you would be uncomfortable, and I don't think you would sit in there very long. Amen. Because when Christ comes in, it makes a difference, see. Amen. And so the wife of the Lamb say, more, more, more. Give us more of those good things, Lord. And He is. He's supplying every need.
Amen.
Amen. Just like the dream I had, Barbara and I was at a certain place, and it seems we were at a place, a foreign country or something, and in the dream there, we were there, and they was having a meeting at a church nearby. So we thought, well, while we're here, we didn't go to church there. But while we're here, let's sit in on this, see what's going on. And so we went in and sat down, and they had sung some songs and did the preliminaries and all the normal things. And then the minister or the leader, whatever it was, I didn't know because I've never been there before, didn't know how they operated. But he says, Brother Ben Howard going to be speaking for us today. I thought, man, I wonder how many Ben Howards there is, because nobody here probably knows me. And so he called, come on up, Brother Ben, and like that. And so I kept looking around along with everybody else, see who Brother Ben was or where Brother Ben was sitting. And the fellow tapped me on the shoulder and said, it's you, go on up. It seemed like the Spirit just picked me up, and I went up to the pulpit. And the dream gets a little more showing forth the feminine part of Christ as we go on in the dream, because I got to the pulpit, and he introduced me, the speaker did that. And then here come a lady up, a well-dressed lady, not fancy, but godly, very godly-dressed lady. And she says, sir, I am the interpreter for you today, because some of the people were speaking, could speak English and some not. So she was of the group, I suppose, that didn't speak English. And as we went forth, I began to preach, and I looked around. I was stunned at a woman. I've never had a woman interpret for me like that. And when I got there, I looked around. She said, I'm the interpreter for you. And it stunned me even more, I guess. And so I tarried just a few seconds later. She said, sir, are you ready? I said, oh, yes, yeah. And I began preaching there. Well, I preached about 20 minutes, I guess, 30 maybe. And that's how much it seems in the dream. And I thought I'd better stop speaking, because these people will never ask me back again, you know, if I wear them out and speak too long. And so I said, let us stand for prayer. And in closing out, well, instead of praying, they begin to say, more, 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 more. We want more. We want more. Just like that across the the building, the church. And so the lady looked, I looked around. She said, "Sir, they want you to continue." So I did. I continued on a bit longer. And the thing is, it was the woman there interpreted. I've never had a woman interpret for me like that. Well, I was telling my heart doctor about it, about the dream. Somehow or another, he was interested. So he says, you know, he said, "Ben, that woman was, it represents the bride," or something of that nature. My wife could remember more directly what he said. And that woman represents the bride. And so I said, "I've never thought about it like that." And so the thing is, the wife wants more and more and more, along with those that are ordained that don't know they're ordained yet. Amen. And for a long time, I didn't know I was ordained. I didn't know I was worthy. I thought that was too great a height to reach. And just talk about it. I can talk about it. I can praise God for it and be glad for those that it's for. But I'm not sure that I qualify for that. Then all of a sudden, it hit me, you know, that it's God does the choosing, and his choosing is always right, and he chooses it looking at everything from the beginning to the end. And he knows all, David said he knows all my down, sitting, uprising, amen, and he does that day. But David, right now, that's a name. God told him, he'd give him a name like the great man, amen. So right now, like over in Israel, there's a King David Hotel, you know. Amen. And that's one that we probably may be staying in some of these days if the Lord works out things as we would probably like. But we want everything to work out according to his pleasing. And not only want that, we know it will be. Amen. We know that everything that he has ordained for us will be, and we're just praising God for it, and we're not impatient, and we're waiting as God would lead and see how God will lead us and guide us. But it'll always be in his will. See, praise the Lord. So those are the things we're living in this time period. If you feel a little bit like you're you feel like you're in outer space or something sometimes, get just almost your feet off the ground, see. Amen. As the things of God are revealed to you. Amen. So that's where we're at today, and that's where we're readjusting our preaching. And it's not gonna be like how long a woman's hair is or how long it's not, which we believe a woman has long hair, it's her glory. And if she's got glory, then that's good. But if there's for some reason that it not can't be so like that, then God don't hinder. It don't hinder the plan of God at all. And those are the things we used to preach on, the outer dressing and the outer things and all that. And the outer things, if we just pass by it, and now we've entered into the Spirit of the Lord, to a place where, I tell you, it's so good. It's we're in a, what would you say? We call that a different realm.
We're in the realm of the wild.
Yeah, we're in the realm of glorified flesh and bones. See? Amen. So that's the thing that we've come into that. And he brought us into it.
Amen.
And I was going to say that he had to be crucified and resurrected. When he come by, picked up that body, amen, that body was glorified flesh and bone. And see, that is what we're married to. We're married to King Jesus, who had died for our sins, who had resurrected, and who is in glorified flesh and bone, and we become part of the same. See?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. We just thank him for it. So as we venture forward from here. Amen. We always want to just do what he wants us to do.
Amen.
We want to say what he wants us to say. And we don't want to be too much influenced by the things that's of the past. Amen. Even though some of the things of the past have been profitable, we can look back and, yes, it's been profitable. But now we can see, amen, that there's a wife of the Lamb. And all the others, they have their place in God. And I was thinking about and praying about it. I wanted some correct understanding of it. So I had a dream. And in the dream, there was a main river. And, of course, I've told this before. And I know where the river's at and all that. I've been down that river quite a few times back in my teenage days and know quite a bit about it. But the going down, there was something different I've never saw before. I've been down before, but I never saw something like part of that river has broken loose. And there was clear, crystal clear water running through there. I mean, it was so clear. While the main river that's through the centuries had flowed since Adam. See, there was a great river coming out and separating foreheads and so on, went different ways in different land. But this one here, it broke loose from all that. And all the trees that had fallen in the river and the different things, they were all there. And the river just flowed on, see. That's the main river of salvation we talk about. Main river of life. But then here comes this. Clear as crystal. It was so clear. You could see right through it, see the gravel underneath. And it was just unbelievable clear. Amen. But it seemed to have a source of water itself because it weren't running from the main river. Amen. And it was just water running down so clear. Amen. And that's where I turned to that river, see. Glory to God. So, those are the things that God has revealed. And the main river of salvation still flows. If a person accepts the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is born again, then that salvation is real. It's everlasting. Glory to God. But it does not put you in the wife of the Lamb. Amen. See, that's a different river altogether. This was, you have to be part of him, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Yes, you receive the benefit of the blood of the Lamb and so on like that, but there's a wife, and only the wife, and you can credit Paul obedience to God for letting us know this, that we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, where he picked up in Genesis what Adam said and brought it all the way over to the virgin that he espoused to Christ. And you get that in the fifth chapter, or the 11th chapter, I believe it is, of 2 Corinthians. Amen. Where that all this took place. We'll see the things that God gave and see how God moved there. And you see Paul begin to tell us a few things. He said, I've espoused you to Christ. I may present you to one husband, see, and begin to tell about it like that. Well, all those things begin to feed in there, and then that's when just like in Eden, there's when the church fell away and went into the dark ages. But here God's still moving. Amen. He's redeeming God. He's restoring God. And a mistake, amen, don't hinder that. Glory to God. God knew it before he ever created the world. He knew it. He knew you'd make a mistake before he ever called you. Amen. He knew all about you. Glory to God. And he's not going to toss you away. Amen. He's going to, you'll go right on. And if your part is to be of the main realm of salvation out in the world today, the churchianity and so on like that. And I'm not saying churchianity is all born again, because the Antichrist spirit's got in there. And that's why this had to separate away, see, because it couldn't be involved in that, because there's things there that tolerated that's not tolerated here.
Right.
Amen. And God's mercy is there to help those that he's ordained, those that he has put their names in the book, we'll say. And, of course, there is no book. That's just in God's mind. That's the only book God needs, see. Amen. The mind. So all these things are so wonderful and so beautiful. And the thing is, God has a people today, amen, called the wife of the Lamb, and she don't necessarily have to quote everything she says in the Bible. And no, you can't do that. And there's somebody say, give me a chapter and verse for that. Well, there are some things you don't give a chapter and verse. You speak the word. Glory to God, it's the Lord in you speaking, revealing to you. Amen. And the Bible's here, and no doubt will be even in eternity. Amen. For those folks there, they're natural people. Glory to God, and people that has been born again but wasn't ordained to be part of the wife of the Lamb, see. It's only the wife of the Lamb that's separate in that way, and God so made it known, and I praise God for it. He so made it known that he said, there's the wife, it's dressed in fine linen, said the wife of the Lamb made herself ready, and to her was granted that she used to be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. But then all the other saints of the book of Revelation, glory to God, is dressed in white robes. Amen. So here we are today, all these things unfolding right before us. Amen. Let's us know that the day is very, very near when all these things are going to be wrapped up and completed. Amen. And with us, it's already taking place. See? Glory to God. So that's the main thing. Amen. So we just praise God and just thank God. And I've read the Bible so many times through and through that it's from Genesis to Revelation. I used to do it that way a lot. I'd start in Genesis, read all the way to the book of Revelation. And then that way you could get on. And a lot of times you would get over there about them kings and so on. And so-and-so begot so-and-so, and so-and-so begot so-and-so. And this king reigned so many years here, and that one reigned so many years, and on like that. And yes, as Solomon says, it's the weariness of the flesh sometimes. But I wanted to get it all. I thought there may be something that I really need, and I have to read this to get find it maybe. And sure enough, I find new things every time I read it. Glory to God. And then not knowing at this time there was a hidden part that God has not chosen to reveal at that time. And that chosen part was that there is a wife of the Lamb. Amen. And Brother Brown called her bride. And Brother Jackson talked about the little bride. But they didn't get over to the wife, calling the wife too much. Neither did Paul. But here it is in our day. It's a very common thing and a very righteous thing to say we are the wife of the Lamb. We're not just the bride in that sense. Amen. Because we've retired and become the wife. That's when we become bone of bone, flesh of flesh. And that we were before the world was, and God just brought it into being here in this last day.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you, I like it real good. This water sure tastes good. And if it makes you thirsty, that's good too. Amen. But to get thirsty for this living water, that's the thing. Amen. Jesus said, they that believeth on me, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. And some translations say, out of their innermost being, you know. And I suppose that might be a more correct way of saying out of your spirit, out of your, the, what God put in you, out of your heart. Amen. Flows that river of living water, and it gives life. And there's some people that love this life, see. Glory to God. And so you get around people, begin to talk a little bit about these good things, and pretty soon they are, they become like a, with a different spirit and interesting, and begin to ask you a few questions. Glory to God, because they're getting a little taste of water, not necessarily that they become the wife of the Lamb or any of these things. But my wife might have experienced that in recent time, how people want to be around someone that I guess they have that, what would you be, that spirit on them, or? Yeah, it's the feminine part of the Christ spirit. Amen. It brings it into a different category. Amen. And the preachers don't talk about taking a whip and bush to hide and such things as that. Glory to God. But it brings that love of Christ. Amen. It brings a different spirit, a different attitude. And here we are today, just praising God, rejoicing in the Lord. And we're not concerned specifically about how many or we have or how many. We know that we'll have as many as God wants us to have. Praise God. Amen. And that the many will be just what he's ordained. Glory to God. We used to have, I used to do tent meeting myself many, many years ago. And the preacher get together, tell how big a tent they have. You know, and so on like that. Well, that didn't seem exactly right to me, but I figured they knowed more what they're doing. So I was talking about than I did. I've never talked about that too much. How big a tent, or how big a building, or how big a church, or anything of that nature. And one preacher said, "You may have more people coming now, but I tell you, I get bigger offerings than you get." Well, see, those are the things went into carnality, and God just left it, and they died, see. Amen. While I was rising on the scene, the wife of the Lamb that weren't made known at that time. But in Revelation chapter 10, amen, there's where when we took the little book and ate it, amen, we become the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Glory to God, a different thing, a different river. So you've heard me say about the breakaway river. And if I don't explain it, you would, so I've been explaining what it was, breakaway river. See, from that main river, there was another river that broke away from it. And that was so unbelievable clear. Amen. It just made you want, just made you thirst for some of that water, see. Glory to God. And here we are today drinking that clear water. And what they say?
It's solidified in us.
Yeah, it's solidified in us. And we have, what do you say, clear as crystal?
Yeah, our own water source.
Yeah, our own. And that, just think, too. My wife just said that. He gave us our own water source. Amen. That's good. We have our own water source. We don't have to go bring that river into this, because it's different, say. Amen. This is pure. This is a word made flesh. Glory to God. And it's not only word made flesh, it's glorified word made flesh.
Amen.
And here we are today, and how come we rejoice? We can't help it. How come we're so happy? Because he put happiness in our soul. Glory to God. Amen, amen. And so you can see why I've read the Bible through over and over so many times. But now, amen, God is adding some other reading material. We got several books out now. Glory to God, that brings this right on and bypass some of it. And some of it here, the Bible brings us so far. And it brings the far they need to come for that main river. But for this breakaway river, Yeah, here's a new and pure language. Glory to God. And the Lord just moving. And it's so wonderful. Hallelujah. And when we say new and pure language, amen. We don't necessarily speak the language of the old, but it's of the new. Glory to God. We see how God moves, how God blesses, and how God just gives us that peace that passes all understanding. Amen. And Paul said, I'm pressing for the prize of that mark of the high calling. Well, I used to think, well, I'm glad Paul did, and I'm sure he obtained a high calling.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah, he's got it now. And I used to think, well, I'm not worthy to, not good enough to get that. But then I found out it didn't take being good. It's what God chose. Amen. And it don't take being bad either, see. Don't think it don't matter. Amen. If you got that clear, cool water, glory to God, you'll want to do what's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're not going to want to just live a slipshod life, we'd say, and do things that's not profitable for the kingdom. But what you want to do is honor that king.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you will be close to the Father, see. Glory to God. Right, the Godhead part, see. Hallelujah. And that's the good part about it. Now, as things roll on, glory to God, you become more acquainted with God. Somebody said, well, nobody can understand God. Well, that's probably true, that nobody can understand all the things about God. But the more you go along, the more you learn, amen, the more you thank him and appreciate him and love him. Glory to God. But when you look at the Lord Jesus Christ and the why, amen, Jesus said this, and I want you to catch this. It says, he that have seen me, amen, have seen the Father. Glory to God. In other words, this is what the Father would do if he's here. And he said, I do nothing till the Father shows me first. So we are doing what the King, he's doing it through us, see, through his wife. Amen. And he's putting his wife on display, and it doesn't bother him at all when we're bragging on or praising God for the beautiful, his beautiful wife. Amen. The queen of all the earth, see. Glory to God. And when I say queen of all the earth, that has significance here. Like some people won't go out of space to do this or do that. Well, that's the thinking of the, I suppose, of the military men, natural men, and so on. Amen. But our thinking not so much out of space. Amen. Our thinking is in this dimension. Amen. Well, we know that we know that we know.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we know by all signs, amen, everything's coming to a conclusion in the sense of the way it has been. Glory to God, and we're going to see more and more how that the plan of God just lays itself out, unfolds itself. And that river, he did everything just in time. Now, we had to float down that river of life all the way through the Old Testament and all the way through the church ages and all that. But here at the end time, God wanted the wife to be put on display. So what he did, break away that river. It's a breakaway river, and this water from the main river is not necessarily running in it, and it's not getting this water from there.
No.
Amen. It's straight from out from under the throne where the purity of the Lamb of God is at. Glory to God. The throne of God and the Lamb, seeing that they're still one, and what the Lamb's thinking, that's what the Father's thinking.
Amen.
Amen. In this realm. Now, there are other things there the Lamb probably don't try to figure out how far it is to Mars or some of those other planets and how to get there. Amen. We ain't wanting to get there. We've already got here. Amen. And since we already got here, why should we want to get there? Glory to God.
Well,
Amen. My wife just had holding up her notebook, so I just wrote that down. Amen. So I tell you, that's good when God's word come in and it begin to open itself up and we begin to have a realization, amen, that these things are real. What God's doing is real. And it just get better and better as we go along. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God for it. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's just so good. Amen. And would you like to read that? Come read that. As you do, just come right on. Read. Okay, she. Okay, fine. Get to it, sugar.
Yeah, I just wrote down what you said.
My wife's going to get a special treat to show you. No, I hadn't discussed with my wife the sermon, the thing I'd say. You know why? One of the reasons is I don't have to. And another reason is I don't know myself till I get out here. The anointing, God began to anoint my innermost being and anoint my thoughts and all these things. And everything began to flow forth. And there come a picture out. Glory to God. And that picture will soon be put in book. Amen. And so that's why I wanted to bring that in a little bit about that breakaway river. Because if I just say a breakaway river, you might not know. If somebody just beginning to hear about it, amen. Well, that was the breakaway river in Genesis. And I didn't even think about the breakaway river in Genesis. I read it many times, but it never really struck me too much. But until I saw this river, amen, has completely cut loose from that river. Glory to God, and now is a river of its own. It's the wife of the Lamb, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. Amen. Well, let the other river roll on.
Amen.
Glory to God. There's no death in this river because there's no pollutants. Amen. So I tell you, it's just so good.
Amen.
So good to know Him in the power of His resurrection. Amen. See, that glorified flesh and bone, when we become part of that, glory to God, as we have, amen, and that's going to be manifested more and more as we go, amen. I tell you, it's just so wonderful. So this is what we got today, and this is why we do what we do. This is why we preach what we preach, because first of all, it's the truth, and I don't have a whole lot to say about it. Amen. I give you, and the Lord just begin to anoint it, and the words begin to flow, and I'm not trying to hold them back. Amen. Just let it go. Let that river, let that fresh new river flow for the wife of the Lamb, say. While the regular river, it flows right on through the millennia and on into, as past the great white throne judgment and all that, and that river goes for the natural people that will be on earth. God's going to have a natural people that not born again, not glorified, but to take care of the earth. And can you imagine some beautiful farms there'll be? And it's just so great. While the wife of the Lamb is in an entirely different realm, say. Glory to God. And she's part of His flesh and part of His bone. Amen. And that gives her direct connection with the Father. Amen. As the Son has the direct connection with the Father, so has the wife of the Son have direct connection with the Father. And we're so happy about that. Glory to God. Amen. So we're not worried too much about, amen, whether we got much knowledge, that much knowledge, or anything that way. Amen. It's all, He'll just give it in time. Amen. See? You know, I've been writing, I did the first little writings many, many years ago, starting in the late 60s on into the 70s, in a little booklet called, what was that called? An Old Testament prophets come to the New Testament age. Amen. And the men of God I've known since then, like Brother Raymond Jackson, sitting out here on the front porch of a mobile home. And I was telling him about it. He said, Brother Ben, when I read that little book of yours, said something clicked within me and said it's time to preach it. Amen. So right at that time, we realized Brother Brown was a Old Testament type prophet, operate like them because he had the spirit of Elijah on him. Say, amen. Not necessarily a member of the fivefold ministry in that sense, because he was of a different order of ministry. Amen. So those are the things we've lived through, we've come through, and we understand and we appreciate what God has done. Amen. And we know that all these things are true. Yeah, all these things are true. Amen. I know that we have our natural, sometimes we have our natural thoughts and so on like that, but God will work this thing out where his thoughts going to come through. Amen. It's what the Lord thinks. Hallelujah. He'd have seen the Father have seen me. I do nothing until the Father shows me. See, that's what Jesus is saying, but we're part of that, see? We're part of that in the sense of we're married to him, and at that point we become bone of his bone, flesh of flesh in reality. Amen. We were that in the mind of God and in the spirit all along, but now we can express it in reality. Glory to God. So here we are today, rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, and thanking God for giving us a way to get this word out to all nations that wants it. But you'll find out, though, a lot of people, they'd rather stay with the old river. Amen. Because the only way they can get into the new river is by revelation. Amen. And God brings you there, see. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I just love the Lord today and appreciate him and thank him for all the good things that he's letting us do. And we will going back in here, and we'll continue praising the Lord and so on like that. And I like to eat, so we'll eat dinner and then continue on getting this on the site and so on like that. Amen. It's just a great pleasure to do these things. We don't dread it. We don't get paid for it. Glory to God, but we do it because we love him and we can't help it. And if someone don't want us to do it, it don't matter. We got to do it anyway. Right. See, but I want to do it. Glory to God. I want to please him. Amen. Amen. To please him, see, that's the main thing. Glory to God. Amen. And you will please him. He might let you stumble along the way, and sometimes it's for a purpose, see. Glory to God. So as you read the Bible, you'll find out that's the story. After the river broke apart, amen, you'll find out different people different stumbled and went different ways, different countries and so on. And then they finally, the spirit of Baal got on the people, and they built a Tower of Baal. And God confused their language. We're all speaking basically the same language. God confused it, and they didn't know they couldn't understand each other. Amen. If they were laying cement blocks or rocks or whatever they were doing, amen. One man might say, bring me some cement. Okay, here comes somebody with a bucket of water. Or bring me a bucket of water. They might bring them a stone. They couldn't understand, so God confused it, and there she stands. Amen. They had to stop it. Amen. God will only allow things go that somehow or another fits his plan. Glory to God. And so the Tower of Baal, they began to build a spiritual tower, and that's what we see a lot out in the world today. Big Tower of Baal's and so on. But it can only go so far. Amen, because God will stop it. All right, so we're going to see if my wife will come forward and maybe sing, and she wrote down some good things there she might want to say something about. And that's the way this works. See, the mind of God, it works like that. Amen. Yeah, the mind, this is the mind of Christ in marriage, not in engagement or something, but in marriage. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your love, goodness, and for all these good things, and we just praise you. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
All right. All right. If you're ready, Barbara, coming out on, and glory to God. All right. All right, I'm going to enjoy. I'm
amen.
Sure
yeah. Yeah, I was sitting there listening, and I was just writing down things that would come to my mind as Ben was preaching. And anyway, I wrote this down that most of the time I don't feel like I feel like I'm not here, but I feel like I am over there. And the reason I feel like I am over there is because now is over here. Because over there is now here. Let me repeat that again. Most times I feel like I am not here. I feel like I am over there. And the reason I feel like I am over there is because now over there is here. And I had wrote that down because it just came to my mind. And anyway, Ben, he said we are not trying to get there, but we are already there. And that fit up with what I had wrote down there exactly, and along with some of the other things he said. And I just appreciate the Lord giving me that. And, you know, it's just confirmation that it's showing the mind of Christ, and not just the mind of Christ in espousal, but the mind of Christ in marriage. And I just appreciate that, and appreciate all that he's given us, and the fact that he has strengthened us, and that we're bringing forth glorified flesh and bones. And I just praise him for that. Thank you, my Lord, and appreciate the message. Thank really you. Good. Amen. I've read the Bible through many times, and came the gushing of the Spirit of the masculine part of Christ. Filled my soul with joy of pure delight. And at that time I praised you, Lord, for the word of life. But then came a message as a thief in the night, and brought the spirit of the feminine part of Christ. Married us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and gave another source of joy now shown, of glorified flesh and bones. Yeah. It's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by Jesus Christ our Lord, husband and King. Oh, it's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and King. Hear the voice of Christ the wife, sounding out her message in this moment of time. Loud and clear, showing that redemption is here, making known this new source of the joy of glorified flesh and bones. It's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by Jesus Christ our Lord, husband and King. Hear the voice of Christ the wife, sounding out her message in this moment of time, loud and clear, showing that redemption is here, making known this new source of the joy of glorified flesh and bones. It's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing. For this new source of joy was given by Jesus Christ our Lord, Husband and King. Oh, it's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing. For this new source of joy was given by Jesus Christ our Lord, Husband and King. It's a new source of joy given by our Lord, Husband and King. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. No, I don't. I just praise the Lord for everything he's doing. Amen. That we're in the secret place. This is a secret place, and these things are going on, and nobody knows about them unless they're really part of it. They don't know.
That's right.
We just praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, this is so good, so wonderful. Amen. And we appreciate the Lord, appreciate all the good things. And we could not praise him enough and could not get through talking about him. And, of course, we'll continue to talk about him throughout the day and whatever the day remainder of the day holds. We don't know all of it, but we just praise God. Amen, that he's brought us here.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll just dismiss ourselves today and just go on and walk with the Lord and obey him in all things. Father, we just praise you and thank you for the service today. And I pray that each one, each year that you've ordained, Lord, will receive the things that you've ordained for them to see. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
Praise God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Isn't that something that I thought to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Write that down?
I tell you this.